The cut price fuel chain Gull says it's not surprised to hear about petrol giant BP's pricing tactics. An email leaked to Stuff shows that BP has manipulated prices across outlets to counter cheap pump prices in some towns. And the revelations have prompted a response from the Prime Minister yesterday.
To hear so blatantly that pricing decisions are being made that sit outside of the price of crude oil, that sit outside the exchange rate, or that sit outside, for instance, operating costs, will no doubt be raising eyebrows with consumers.
Well, let's talk now to Dave Bodger, who is the General Manager at Gull. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Guy.
Your reaction to this BP email?
Well, I actually haven't read the email. I've read the reports on it. But as you noted, not really surprising. Oil giants make great coin by putting the price up and taking cash off the consumer.
What is wrong with this strategy? Isn't that partly what business is about?
I guess that's true. But I guess then you look at it, how other people approach business, and for 20 years Gull's been about, hey, if we can put the best price we can out there, not always the cheapest, but the best that we can, people will support us and support our business, and people save money on the way through.
I mean, if you're selling anything, you charge a price that the market will bear, and a good market is one where there are enough players to create a competitive environment. So if people think that my price for whatever it is I'm selling is too high, then they go to my competitor down the road, and if that works properly, then you actually, the price is determined by what people are prepared to pay. So does this speak more to the competitiveness of our market rather than BP itself?
It speaks exactly to the competitiveness of sections of New Zealand. And if you look at the good folk in Pram, you know, they're getting whacked compared with the people in Levin. And we can get our fuel to our service station in Levin and make an impact on the competitive nature of Levin. And the prices there are much lower. And then there's a flow through to Otaki and further south. But in our understanding of pricing now in Wellington, you know, that's 2179 for regular is the going price, whereas in Levin we're at 1917. So that's the difference, and that's the competitive market. We have access to fuel in Mount Maunganui. We can truck it as far as Levin. We don't have access to fuel in Christchurch, in Dunedin, in Invercargill, and we can't reach other markets, and currently we can't effectively reach into Wellington. We will address that over time.
And so your presence in those places takes the price that they're charging down too, does it? Is that your assessment of it?
Yeah, exactly. We open new sites, and we've grown significantly over the last few years. We open new sites, and we see that market come down as a whole. I mean, I think New Plymouth was the most dramatic. We went in there, and New Plymouth dropped 20 cents a litre overnight. Howrah, Bay of Islands, we can quote you innumerable numbers. Birkenhead in Auckland, where we opened just before Christmas.
You've got a place in Levin, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so this email says that they were looking to increase the price at Paraparaumu, Kapiti, and also Levin. So how were they able to do that if you are having a positive impact on that market?
Well, I guess that's their decision to run their business. We're running a successful and growing business that we enjoy being part of and enjoy serving the motorist in Levin and 84 other places around the country. So, yeah, the others can go on and do what they want. We're very happy with our model. It's working for us.
Mm. Do you think there needs to be more of an action by government to increase competitiveness, or do you think that your own commercial tactics are going to see that right?
Oh, no, it definitely does. I mean, if you look at the South Island, it's all about terminal access and where not just Gull, but independent players can draw fuel from terminals. So again, we can't bridge Cook Strait with our trucks to get the fuel from our Mount Maunganui.
Okay, what would you like the government to do about that?
Oh, we've been saying for some time the government should have a serious look at the oil code that runs in Australia, where there's some basically open access to oil terminals. You can turn up, if your credit's good, you can buy wholesale import parity fuel and move it to your service stations around that terminal.
Do you reckon your internal emails would stand up if they ever came to light, the sorts of emails that might have been passed around by your pricing managers about your tactics?
Oh, well, there's not too many pricing managers around here, but I'm sure they'd stand to light. I wouldn't like my spelling to be critiqued across the national airways.
Would you release your pricing strategy?
No way. I mean, that's how we've built a great business. But you know, you can observe our prices as people notice and as the AA have said. You know, long term, over a long period of time, we're the ones that are active in price and look to give the best value to the consumer.
All right. Thanks for your time. Yeah, thank you. David Bodger there from Gull. I'm sure this will be one people are interested in commenting on. 2101 on the text message, NZ Morning Report or morningreport@radionz.co.nz.